Yeah, it hit me like I'm hearing it for the first time, all over again. I liked it when she called him, you know, that dirty fat, and then she doubled down 10 seconds later with, I hate his guts. It's so good.
What do they say? If you go to a bad restaurant, you'll tell 9 people. Yeah. If you go to a good restaurant, you'll tell 1 person.
Right.
That was our calls yesterday when we said, give us a villain that you love to hate, which is the weirdest combination of words. You love to hate this person.
It's fun.
Everybody's like, give me the freaking phone.
Tony
let
Saragusa.
Let me let it out.
It was fantastic. Call back, Keisha. Call every day. Because you don't have to. We're just going to play that one if you don't. But if you want to add more content to the program, we would love to have you. Like we do. A little bonus Ask Slee
what
a little
mean,
bit
like
later.
We do, like you do.
Well, whatever. Same difference. Here it is. This is from Manuel, but not that Manuel. A different Manuel.
Because
I know the other Manuel's Twitter handle. This is not him. To piggyback off of the pizza question, hashtag Ask Slee. How does Slee reheat his pizza? We were just talking with Amanda. Emily has her opinion on this.
Yeah.
Funches has his opinion. Are you a reheat the pizza the next day guy?
I don't have to do it. I could eat it cold, no problem. But if I have to rank, if I'm going to heat it, there's a couple ways to heat it. The worst way is the microwave.
No question. Okay? No question.
It's coming out, and that's just you have no patience at all.
It's soggy and
100%
gross,
soggy.
And then it turns into like a piece of cardboard 8 seconds after that.
And you know what I do? Still eat it. No problem.
Of course.
Still eat it.
Duh.
Another way to do it is on the pan.
In the pan?
On the pan. So just you have a pan out.
Like a frying pan? A
frying pan, a couple slices of pizza, whatever. You put it on there.
Go on.
And turn on the, turn on the...
The gas?
The gas, the fire. And just let one side go. Don't put a cap on it. You put a cap on it, it's still going to get soggy and everything else. Flip it as well. You can do
you
that.
Flip it, but then all the stuff falls off.
Nope. Yeah, You'll be fine.
I'm surprised you don't know how to do this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've done this before too.
Here's the thing, Funch. We got amateurs on the show when it comes to food. I'm sitting across somebody that should know that that could be one of the strategies. But the best way to, of course, reheat a pizza as you throw it back in the oven, I just don't usually have the patience for that.
That's the best way to do it. Funch, I don't trust him. Take me through the pan methodology.
same thing as Slee was saying. You put it on a pan, but you put it on the side, you know, the toppings on the top, obviously.
Right, so the crust side down.
Yeah.
But you still got to flip it.
Yeah, like, you still got to flip it a little bit.
Doesn't
but just,
cheese melt off into the pan?
What were we talking about yesterday?
But low
must
heat, though. Low
must
heat,
see
though.
TV. What kind of pan you using over there?
Oh, yeah.
The copper top pan.
Yes, yes.
Emily, I'm going to leave this up to you.
I got to use the right
because
pan.
This is troubling. I'm going to leave it up to you whether or not you would like to share your pizza habits and then after the pizza that doesn't get eaten the night before to the next day. It's completely up to
okay.
you.
Okay, so I am very weird with my pizza. First things first, I don't like a lot of sauce on my pizza. Light sauce, no sauce is how I go. So again, have my pizza, eat it, however many pieces I eat. And then I leave the box on the counter with the pizza in the box. And then
overnight,
I just...
Overnight
on my counter. And then I just... eat it as I want the rest of the day. I don't reheat it. I just eat it as it is.
How often have you ended up in the emergency room?
None for food poisoning. It tastes good, guys, and I'm lazy.
I
also have two roommates. There's not enough room for me to keep all this pizza.
Okay, I got a quick food story.
Okay,
when I was out in the Middle East, when I was in Jordan, I did not know this. This is a delicacy. A friend of mine who I was visiting out there go to a nice restaurant. I did not realize this. There is a delicacy where you're eating raw lamb.
Okay.
So they'll mix in some whatever onions that you put on a piece of bread, and you're eating raw lamb, a little olive oil on it. You have a face that it's okay.
Yeah.
No, it was very odd.
It's odd because, but think about it. What is tuna
fish
tartare?
Should be the only one.
No, there's beef carpaccio, there's steak tartare, that's raw. Like
yeah.
the idea, like, I
but
get
it's
it.
Ground.
Yeah,
it's
well,
like
that's,
a, it's
steak
a,
tartare can be ground like that too, chopped
yeah, that,
up in this. It's
put it
this
way,
by
I wouldn't
the way,
do it again.
Not too bad, not too bad. All right, Deion Sanders was brought up as a potential USC head coaching replacement. Reggie Bush mentioned it. Reggie's back in the fold now. He's allowed to talk about USC all over again. Here was Deion's response. I'm locked in. I'm thankful that Reggie mentioned me. I'm thankful that he thought that much of our friendship that I could be a candidate or whatever. I'm appreciative of that, but I'm locked in, man. I'm locked in. I'm locked in. Okay, so I think if I interpret this right, he's locked in. I think that's what he's getting at. Deion is a wonderful personality. He's arguably behind Bo Jackson, the second best athlete I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah.
No.
Third, Shohei?
Yeah, Shohei's, yeah. But Shohei needs to go play in the NBA for a season or something. That's true. And then we'll go do that. Deion, I like watching him on TV. Yeah. I think he's really funny and interesting, and he's a lively personality. I just don't know if Deion can coach yet. He's been at Jackson State for 5 minutes. I don't know if he's a good coach or not. So, he might be, but you don't learn how to coach at USC. You need to know what you're doing when you show up.
Here's the case that Reggie Bush was trying to make. He's on Big Noon Kickoff. This is part of the Saturday morning edition for college football. The case he's making, he says, I believe Deion Sanders can be that person. He can be that person. When you think about what he's done at Jackson State right now, Jackson State has the number 55 recruiting class in the nation. Mm-hmm. They're one ahead of Kansas State, which has significantly much larger budget than Jackson State does. But what does that tell you? He goes on to say, that tells me Deion knows how to recruit. Let me say this. First of all, that's pretty damn impressive that Deion Sanders took Jackson State to number 55.
Did point of reference, recruiting. They're right next to Kansas State, which is in a Power Five conference that has a little, you know, their tradition is basically Bill Snyder was a good coach. Everybody else has been a bum, but there's some tradition there.
You know, I almost don't even want the Kansas State example. I'd be curious to see where all these other Pac-12 schools are from a recruiting perspective, just to kind of get some context mm-hmm. to it. With all that being said, basically then what you're depending on is somebody that has not yet proven that he can coach. Nobody's questioning Deion Sanders as a football genius. One of the things, you know, I loved watching after football, after all these games at night, there's something about watching Deion Sanders and letting him on NFL
the recap show. I don't know what it's called, but yeah, I watch it too.
NFL channel. Something. You just stop and you listen to him when he's talking.
He's got insight.
I don't know if he can coach. The USC coaching job is supposed to be, you better have your resume built out. You better be somebody that has proven and shown that you can coach. The recruiting is one thing. And I want to go back to this. Number 55 in the country
at
in recruiting.
Jackson State.
That's amazing. But you got to coach. Can we get a resume first before you start saying, hey, Deion's the guy? I agree with you that I'd be very uncomfortable with that.
There's two things here. Number one, let's start with what you're talking about. There are a couple of different results to Deion Sanders coming to SC, if that's in fact what happened, if Reggie Bush got his wish. One is Deion's a home run, and they win a bunch of games. They go back to the top of the Pac-12, and they're competing for national championships because people want to come play for Prime.
Which could happen.
Sure it could. The other one is he's in over his head. He's never been in charge of a program of this magnitude. He's not a West Coast guy that understands the locals, that understands how SC works, how the Pac-12 works, that's not where his bread is buttered, and it's a disaster, and you burn through 3 or 4 years, and you go nowhere. Which of those two is more likely? It's the second one, right?
Yeah.
The first one's not impossible, but it's far less likely than the first one.
It's a big gamble.
Take that risk.
It's a big gamble.
You need to do what you just said. Somebody that knows how to build the bones of a program, that knows how to take a program. Maybe it's a program that's never had tradition. Maybe it's like Vanderbilt, right? Vanderbilt's a lousy football school, right? Great college baseball school, really good academics. Occasionally they're good at college basketball, but their football program in the SEC is in the bottom of it every single year. Mm-hmm. James Franklin comes in there, and you know what? They're not that bad. They're not beating Alabama and Georgia, but they're not that bad. They now all of a sudden they're in the middle of the pack. That's building a program from scratch. This same guy, James Franklin, goes to Penn State that has the bones of a really good football program. Tradition, winning, national championships, Heisman trophies, ravenous fan base. Sound familiar?
Tough matchups every week.
Tough conference.
Most weeks, yep.
And he takes it from where it's really stagnant and bad for the obvious reasons, which, you know, SC's not dealing with that. But the thing is kind of moribund, and I don't know what's going on here. And he builds it right back up. Penn State is in the mix for conference titles, college football playoffs, and they're really excited in Happy Valley again. Doesn't that sound a lot like USC? Bones, Heisman trophies, rabid fan base, lots of players locally. That's what you're looking for. Somebody that knows how to build a program, whether it's from scratch, because if you think it needs a teardown, I don't at USC. But if somebody does, he can do that. If you've got somebody that's shown that they can build something out, renovate the house, to use an analogy, he can do that. Eric Bieniemy's a good fit too. Ran an NFL law. You want to go to the NFL? Let me show you how to do it. Let's do this. This is how you get ready. A guy that's never been in charge of a program like that really scares me.
We talked about this. Is SC going to go after a name, or are they going to go after what they feel like, hey, this is the right person? Mm-hmm. This is somebody that we think will be sustainable 3-4 years. By the way, can I just say this? This could also happen. Deion Sanders doesn't get the USC job. First of all, we have no idea if he's interested in it, but doesn't get the USC job, and then has success at Jackson State, and then just part of the evolution of his coaching career, then gets a better opportunity and has more success. He could end up in a big program, but isn't there a process that you go through?
There should be.
When Reggie Bush said that, look at what he's done at Jackson State, I was like, Reggie, what has he done? But what he's really referring to was what he's done recruiting-wise. That part I understand. I don't think that justifies, hey, here's the keys to one of the best university jobs across the country.
It's the ultimate fixer-upper. It's in the right neighborhood, Los Angeles. It's a historical landmark, for lack of a better. I mean, it's just, this is what you want to rebuild. Travis Lee is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. All guests appear via the Goodyear Hotline. Deion Sanders, head coach at SC, yay or nay? 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776.
By the way, if it ain't Deion and you have another suggestion, give us your suggestions. I think this, you know, USC conversation every single week will continue to be more interesting, specifically if SC goes on a little run here and starts winning some games.
You know whose name I keep hearing popping up too, and I don't like? James Franklin, I hear it, makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. Eric Bieniemy, I hear it, it makes a lot of sense. The other name that I'm hearing more and more.
What are you going to say?
Bill O'Brien.
Oh, okay. There was another name.
Bill O'Brien's name keeps popping up too, and that's one that feels and it's maybe it's just the bad taste of what happened with the Texans, but Bill O'Brien just strikes me as a guy that doesn't quite understand how to collaborate with the guys that you need. And the collaboration is a little bit less necessary at the college level, but there needs to be some. And especially if you want to build that program. Look, James, did you see James Franklin? I forget who they beat the other day. They beat Auburn. And, you know, Auburn's a ranked team. They come in. That guy was fired up after the game. He was fired up for his kids. He was fired up for the fans. He's bouncing around. Bill O'Brien seems a little more Clay Helton-y to me than James Franklin.
Okay, I want to ask you a question. So just kind of playing this out here, because I do agree with you that those are two names that sound much more interesting than Bill O'Brien, mm-hmm. right? Or you know, last week we were doing this, Bob Stoops or Urban Meyer being asked that question.
That's the most interesting
Urban Meyer is a very interesting one. I just don't think he's leaving. I don't think he'll leave in time, so let's put it that way.
I don't know.
He's got a 9-year career in Jacksonville. but with all that said, let's just use Penn State as an example. Penn State's 3-0. Like you said, they just beat Auburn. They beat Wisconsin in their first game of the season. Both those teams ranked. Penn State, you watch some of the videos that go around. They had the whiteout this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You see that atmosphere?
It's wild. It's wild.
As good as an atmosphere as you're going to get in college football. I bring that up because, you know, we talked about this with Oregon's head coach.
Mario Cristobal.
What if you're in a spot where you're like, I'm good?
I get it. You're not wrong. You're not wrong. The problem is at Penn State, if there's a problem at Penn State, and there might not be, you're never going to be Ohio State. You're probably never going to be Michigan.
You're never going to beat them, or you're never going to be them?
You're never going to be them.
That's okay.
I hear you, but you're always going to be the second guy in your conference, the third guy in your conference. If you come to SC, you are King Kong. There is nobody that's messing with you.
He's King Kong
SC.
Where he's at right now.
Nah. Ohio State's King Kong.
Yep, but in his window, where he is, that university, that town, King Kong there.
He doesn't want to win Happy Valley. He wants to win the Big Ten. And you want to win the Pac-12. You can do that at SC.
So let me say this. You don't have to be Ohio State, and you don't have to be Michigan. But you know what you could do? Beat Ohio State and Michigan. And that, in a sense, could be as much of an accomplishment as anything else.
Strike call on this. Palmdale and Chris. Chris, you're on with Travis and Slee. What's going on?
Sweet TM, Big Daddy Slee. How you guys doing today?
Hey.
Doing good, buddy.
All right. Hey, Sweet TM. No, man, you don't bring Deion into USC. Here's why. One, I'm a Bruin fan. Two, we have, everybody's talking about UCLA. Yeah, we lost. I know it was a tough loss. But you bring Deion Sanders to USC, the way I see these kids respect Deion, he's going to bring in a powerhouse, and I don't want that. Deion.
So Chris, you think it's actually Yes, I understand your UCLA fandom, but you think this would be a good move for USC, which is why you don't want to see it happen.
I think it would be a great move for USC. Mm. And like I said, my brothers are, you know, a USC grad, and, you know, I'm a UCLA man, but, you know, my brother will be driving you crazy because Deion Sanders is my favorite player. And to see him wear that, oh, God, that disgusting burgundy or whatever color that is.
It's cardinal, not burgundy, Chris, but I like where your head's at on this. This is good. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate the phone call. Look, first of all, it wasn't a tough loss to Fresno State. It was an expected loss. Sorry. That's just tough losses where you really thought that you were going to win and it got away from you. So
54 seconds left and still kept their timeout.
They're fine. Never a doubt. He's right about what he said, though, about the players, the high school kids.
They love Deion.
They love, and he's right about my only question with Deion.
NFL players were giddy to talk to him. You don't think a high school player or somebody that's going to transfer from another college?
Couldn't agree more.
I just don't know if he can coach.
There you go.
That's the issue.
Call me crazy, but before I hire a football coach at USC, I'd like to know if he can coach football. I'd like to know. The kids love him. Yep. Is he going to get good players? Yep. Can he put something together? I don't know.
I have no idea.
I don't know. Maybe. But they're maybe not is just as likely. We'll take some more calls on this coming up. Plus, Al, LeBron has a road trip scheduled to Vegas to kind of bring the Lakers together.
Quiet town. Incredibly quiet town.
That's the best place to kind of bring guys together.
Great place for meditation and yoga. It's a retreat.
We'll talk a little road trip to Vegas for the Lakers as well. It's all coming up. It's Travis and Slee, 710 ESPN. For all the ones who get it done, Grainger is always there to help. Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, 24/7 support, free access to product specialists, and experienced staff at over 250 local branches. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You know, with that in mind, with Matthew Stafford coming up at 1:30 with Mason in Ireland, mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to hearing that because I'm the biggest Matt Stafford fan on the station. Apparently, that's my voice when I talk about the Rams. But I want to hear him talk again because I haven't heard, other than some sound bites on TV and whatnot. I remember when we were out at training camp doing a show on a Saturday afternoon, and he was doing the NFL Network right next to us. Mm. And he just has this presence about him. Like, I've got the world by the tail. I'm running the show. I'm an NFL quarterback. I'm the number one draft pick, and I know it, and I'm here to do work. And it just kind of comes off.
He's been in the league for a long time. You know, the ups, the downs, the experience. First time he's playing for a franchise where there's real expectations.
He's giant. He's handsome. Like, mm-hmm. it all comes together, right? Yeah. And then there's Jared Goff.
Hi. Yeah, we're going to – you know, we got to do a little better. We got to clean some things up. We got to go through and make sure.
He's got an infatuation with Jared Goff. You cannot bring this guy up that many times without in the back of your mind you have some genuine either incredible love or hate, and I can't figure it out.
We're gonna get better. Coach Campbell's really got us heading in the right direction.
You know what you should do in the Rams postgame show after they play Tampa, which I might say Patriots again? After they play Tampa, the first thing you should do is just start looking at the Lions box score.
Well,
start going through the Lions box
score. They play the Lions later this season. I need to be prepared for that game, that eventuality when Jared goes, hi, Smith, nice to be back in L.A. Hey, Sean and I, we had a really good run. We went to
Super Bowl. After that ends right there, Matt Stafford, 1:30 with Mason and Ireland.
All right, so Deion back in Los Angeles, I should say coming to Los Angeles as the coach of the Trojans has been put out there. Reggie Bush is the one that kind of started that conversation. And let's start right here. I want to get to some of these phone calls here in just a second. But is Deion, for me, it's an easy bow. Bo is the greatest athlete that I've ever seen. Watching him play baseball, and not just that he played in the major leagues, but he was a freak, hitting 500-foot home runs, running up the wall like Spider-Man, throwing guys out from the wall, breaking the bat over his head. And then he was also the best running back in football. Is he the number one for you? Because Deion's a really good choice, too.
Deion had a swag to him. Like, just think about the style.
Mm-hmm.
Bo was power, 500-foot home runs, all that stuff. Deion looked like the guy could, have a fashion shoot right after he picked six, you did his primetime dance in the end zone, and then, you know, then he's doing a commercial for some hair product in the end zone. Like, there was a smoothness to Deion Sanders where, you know, obviously Bo Jackson was more power. Okay, I'll throw out a couple names here. And none of these will relate to what you just said, because I don't think
– Two-sport – Brian Jordan was a two-sport guy, but, you know.
Okay, just to play this off, you got guys like Antonio Gates that played basketball and football.
Yeah.
Julius Peppers did the same thing. Tony Gonzalez did the same thing. This is a random one. I don't know if people know this. Do you know Tony Gwynn?
Yeah.
Played basketball for San Diego State as well.
Here's one for
you.
Was
a baller.
He was a really – Dave Winfield, who's in the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame, drafted to play in the NBA, drafted to play in the NFL, and is a Major League Baseball Hall of Famer.
All right, that's stupid right there. That's stupid right there.
Dave Winfield is – here's another guy. One sport guy as far as professionals go, but I'll never forget this, and then we're going to take these phone calls on Deion coming up in just a second. The Angels went up to play the A's. This was a couple of years ago, maybe 3 or 4 years ago. And Mike Trout and some of the Angels went to a Warriors practice, okay? And there's Steph and Clay, and they're shooting jumpers, and Trout's out there with them. And Trout all of a sudden gets the ball and lets go of a jumper. And I'm like, wait, what? It was perfect. And he's just knocking down 25-footers like he's been doing it. And it didn't look like he knows how to shoot a basketball. Cut to the next scene. He's standing underneath the basket. Okay, somebody takes a shot and miss. He gets the rebound. He's just standing. He's wearing pants, jeans. Yeah. I don't know what. Flat-footed, 2 feet, straight up, boom, two hands. And I'm like, wait, what?
Didn't I see this?
Huh? What's going on?
Didn't I see this on Trout, too? Was he at Topgolf as well in Vegas?
Yeah, just hit it 9 million miles.
And it was a smooth ass swing.
He's different. He's a little different than your average guy.
Yeah.
Travis Lee is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. All guests appear via the Goodyear hotline. All right, let's go back to Gil in Orange County. Gil, you're on with Travis and Slee.
Hey, what's up, fellas? How you guys doing today?
Hey.
Doing good, man. Thank you.
Hey, check it out. I know Prime is a good – he's a good name out there, but I think the coach that we need to bring is someone who knows this program and who can bring us back from the dead like he did before. And I think we need to go up there with the Brinks truck, with all the USC boosters, drive up to Seattle, and bring back Pete Carroll. What do you think about Pete Carroll?
All right, let me just look here. Pete Carroll, 70 years old, Trav, 70.
Yeah.
How many more years do you think he wants to do this? Actually, I could see Pete Carroll going longer because he just always looks like he has a motor.
I'll put it to you this way.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's at that point in his life where if he pulled the plug at any point, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
That if he were 60, I wouldn't say that. But at 70 years old, and if he did it 5 to 8 more years, I wouldn't be shocked. But if he said at the end of the year, you know what, guys, I've had enough of this. I'm going to go fishing or surfing or whatever he likes to do. Peace out. I wouldn't be shocked.
And you want to go back? Like I'm saying, I think that served its course. I think you got obviously arguably the most exciting USC years in that window with Pete Carroll. I think it's got to be somebody different. I really do. And a couple of names that you named are guys that you think could be here for 5, 7, 10 years if they're running a good program.
Travis Lee's brought to you by Goodyear. With you every mile on the road to greatness, Goodyear more driven. It's a backwards move. The NFL is the best league. If you're a football coach, it's the NFL. Right? And he and Pete Carroll isn't there. He went to the NFL, didn't go so great, came to college, reestablished himself as, hey, I know exactly what it is I'm doing, went back to the NFL and has had a tremendous amount of success. I don't think there's nothing for him in the college. He doesn't need money. He doesn't need to prove that he can run a college program. He's done it. He's going to run out the clock in Seattle. Maybe he goes to a different NFL team, but that just seems extremely unlikely. Brandon is next in Hollywood. Brandon, you're on with Travis and Slee.
Hey, guys. So initially I was thinking maybe not Deion for what you said. I wonder how his coaching is, X's and O's and, you know, football specifics, whatnot. But then I started thinking, I think so on Deion. I think what SC needs is like, an infusion of like fame and an attraction at coach, because LA is an attraction. I think if you surround him with key coordinators, it may be able to work. And I think it takes a village to coach a football team anyway, so why not throw guys like Keyshawn Johnson and or Randy Moss in there if they'll do it, but surround them by key coordinators, and I think we can get the recruits we want.
Okay. What Brandon just laid out is if you're going to hire Deion is exactly the way that you need to do it. The blueprint that Brandon just put together is
surround
a really
yourself
solid one.
With the right
now,
people.
But I do have issue with, and look, I'm going to say something about one of my guys that I think about like a brother with Key. Key's never coached football. I know that Key knows football. I have no doubt that Keyshawn could take a wide receiver and say, you know, I'm going to make stuff. You want to put your feet like this. You want to turn your hands like this. You want to run a route like this. I know that he could do that, but coaching football, like you said, takes a village. If I'm going to have a very green head coach, I'm going to need to make sure that I do not have green assistants. I need to make sure that I have guys that are unbelievably experienced in all of the things that I'm not. So while Keyshawn and Randy Moss are amazing names, to be sure, and they know football inside and out, if I'm an inexperienced head coach, I need people that are around me that have been doing this for 30 years.
So this is what's going to be fascinating. We're going to continue to hear different names that come up for this USC coaching job. Reggie Bush obviously brought it up. Deion Sanders, that wasn't a name anybody had in mind. It's because Reggie Bush mentioned it that we're talking about it. Do I think it's a serious, serious play? Probably not, but I think with that, you know, obviously we'll continue to hear some of these different names.
Is it true that Funchess has missed two legendary movies?
Okay. We got a couple things to do when we come back.
Okay.
First thing is, I want to lay out two legendary movies that Funchess has not seen. One of them is the anniversary of that movie today.
Okay.
Okay. And then we'll throw it out on Twitter. He's going to watch one of them this weekend. Oh. Which one should he watch first? And then Fact or Cap coming up next. And then 11:40, we're going to talk LeBron James, who is taking his team to a quiet retreat.
Napa Valley, Vegas. Which one are you going to go do? It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
So Rocky IV is not the best Rocky
Let this
movie.
Soundtrack play through.
Is this the scene where he's doing pull-ups or running through the snow, or the other scene where he's doing pull-ups and running through the snow? Or could it be the scene where he's doing sit-ups and running through the snow?
Yep.
Or is it the scene where he's running through the snow and pushing the ox cart up in the air?
Morales texts me this. This opened with the soundtrack playing, ends at 11:51. 21 more minutes left.
There's movie talk that we need to get into.
Ratings just going all the way through the roof.
What's the movie that you've never seen, Funchess? You've never seen Seven?
Okay. First of all, there's an anniversary today. 26 years ago today, 1995, Seven came out.
Sure.
All right? One of the classic movies, okay?
Brad Pitt, Morgan Freeman.
All right. This is the question I got, because we've done the show enough to where there's also another movie that did pretty good. A couple people know about it. It was in the small theaters.
Mm-hmm. Art House theaters.
Yeah. It's called Godfather. That's another one that he has not seen. Now, I have my personal preference, even though they're both absolute classics. Mm-hmm. But a question I'm going to throw out on Twitter, of these two movies, of these two classics, Funchess has committed this weekend to watching one of them. Which one should he watch first? Should he watch Seven or should he watch Godfather?
You asking me?
No, I'm going to throw it out to listeners.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Because there is a right answer to that. We'll see if the listeners get it right along the way.
And we're basically, it's going to be a 24-hour poll tomorrow. We're going to tell you which one he'll watch, and then he has to watch it.
And you'll watch it, Funch?
He has to watch it, and then he's going to give his review coming back in on Monday.
In the meantime, Travis and Slee is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. All guests appear via the Goodyear Hotline, and it is time for Fact or Cap.
Another important anniversary today is Criminal Minds. Criminal Minds is turning 16 today. So my first statement is Criminal Minds is the best cop show. Travis, is this Fact or Cap?
It's Cap. It's good. I like Criminal Minds. I've enjoyed it quite a bit. I like Mandy Patinkin. He's great in that show. He's there for about half of it, and then he bounced. I like Joe Mantegna in that show because basically he's Fat Tony from The Simpsons, which always makes me smile a little bit. But the best cop show is the one that Slee's never seen. It's Law & Order. It's been on the air for 468 years, and every episode is entirely contained in its own universe. You don't have to have seen any of the ones that come before or after. So I'm going to go Law & Order on that list. But Criminal Minds is great.
Did we just forget about Cops?
Well, that's just Cops. That's its own thing, right?
It's a cop show.
It is, I guess, yeah.
It's called Cops. There isn't a better one.
It's all right.
I mean, that one is...
I can only watch so many guys get dragged out of the trailer park. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, enough.
Is it coming back? Am I right
Cops.
On this? I swear I thought I saw something. I'll have to look and see. But I think it might be coming back. You know how many seasons it was?
Oh, a million.
33 seasons. Yeah. Started in 1989. And I thought I saw something. I'll have to look to see if it's coming back. But the best cop show is Cops. It's called Cops. It doesn't get
anybody. It has the best name. I don't know. It's just the worst pieces of humanity on display.
And it's one of the best songs.
It's a good song. It's a good song. I'll give you that one.
Okay. Another thing that I've learned in my time in Los Angeles, again, driving is terrible. No one likes it. But honking is allowed if someone doesn't go at a green light. Alan, is this fact or cap?
So there's a layer to honking. All right. There's kind of an art to honking. And Travis, you tell me if you agree with this. Okay. I'm usually let's say the guy in front of you, light turns green. He's looking at his phone. He's scrolling through Twitter. He's doing whatever he's doing. I kind of give it a little grace period. Like, I might even wait just long enough to where somebody behind me is now going to honk at me because I haven't honked at him yet.
Okay.
Grace period ends. It's very simple. There's kind of a courtesy honk, like a
beep, beep.
Just kind honk. Of a quiet one.
Yeah.
And then there's the one where you're looking for a problem. You've heard those honks before. Right. It's like, what are you doing? It's not that big of a deal. So, yes, you should honk, but throw a little courtesy honk in there.
Yeah, I'm not a honker. People have guns. I'm out. I don't honk at people. You never know who else is in that other car. If I got to wait for a minute. Look, if I'm in my neighborhood and there's, to your point, somebody staring at their phone or whatever, maybe a little quick little tap, but no, I'm going to avoid that. I'm not going to hit that horn unless someone's going to smash into me. That's the only time I'm hitting that horn. You're trolling through the parking lot at the grocery store. Somebody's backing up and they're about to, when you hit the horn. Like, hey, I'm right. That's that one. The rest of it, I'm good.
But there's an anger honk, and that's the one that's just one consecutive. I banged on my steering wheel, and my hand on purpose is on here.
It's the length of it, right? Because if it's just, it's like, okay, but if it's, that's,
we got
hey,
issues.
Let's go.
We got issues.
All right. College football games are more fun to attend than professional football games. Travis, this is fact or cap.
That's fact. They're both great, but a college game is more fun. An NFL game is business, right? There's a lot at stake. There's a lot of guys making a lot of money, and guys are going to lose their jobs, and guys are going to get sent home. It's a business, right? And it runs like clockwork. There's a reason they start all those games at the same time. They go to halftime. It is a precision event, and that takes a little bit of the spontaneity and the fun. A college game, it's an all-day event. We're going to get there early. We're going to stay late. We're going to eat a little bit before. We're going to eat a little bit after. The game is, you know, hopefully your home team wins, you know, fight on or go Bruins or whatever it might be. But it's the experience is more important than whether or not the team loses. Give me the college game.
So I'll go fact on this as well. But this is the reality. There's a couple layers to this. Number one, the game's on a Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
You got Sunday to recover.
That's
a
point.
Big time, you know, that helps a lot because the way you're going to act on Saturday is a lot different than the way you're going to act on Sunday at a Sunday night game, in my opinion. The other part of this, too, if I told you, Trav, you could pick any game to go to in the country, any college football game versus any NFL game, because I went to San Diego State University. It's not like you're going to get some college environment there.
No, it's not Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
But if I'm going to Ohio State, Michigan versus – I keep saying Patriots, Bucks, KC, mm-hmm. at KC, mm-hmm. that's a great environment too. I'm still taking the college game.
Yeah, it's more festive. It's less serious. It's more festive. Don't get me wrong. There are high stakes in college game. But yeah, give me the Rose Bowl on a Saturday evening. It's a very hard thing to beat. It's one of my favorite things in the world.
Last one. You have an interest in celebrity couples. Alan, is this fact or cap?
Oh, no question about it. So many couples... And so many of them that are celebrities.
Uh-huh.
And for me, it's a passion of mine. Yeah, I have
you're
an
all up
incredible...
on what is it, InStyle or Entertainment Weekly? These are your...
All of them.
Your holy books?
All of them. I have so much interest in it. I don't even know where to start. Fact for me, Travis... This is the worst sales job
yeah,
ever.
You're not really convincing me of this. No, I want the people in my life that I care about to have long, healthy relationships, and that's about it. I don't care about the relationships of people that I know. I sure as hell don't care about whether or not J-Lo and Ben Affleck are getting along.
I mean, what's the latest there?
I really, truly do not care. Not that I wish ill will on any of them. I'm help me out here. Like to think that I have a reasonably... deep vocabulary,
mm-hmm.
okay, that I can find some words to describe. Quite honestly, we're paid to be able to articulate our points of view, to be able to paint a picture verbally. I don't have the vocabulary to describe the level of disinterest I have in this.
What's the latest on Ashton and Mila?
I do like her.
I do. I like both of them. Yeah. Actually, that's a solid
right.
couple.
He's all right. I do like her. But see, I don't care about their relationship.
Who's George Clooney dating?
I don't know.
I'm going off the website's not helping me either, because a lot of these names are.
I think
from
you
back
might care less than I do, if we're being honest, and I don't care at all. So I don't know. Does anybody?
There's a lot of people that care.
But this is what I'm getting.
Go to a grocery store and there's 19 magazines
that
are drawing people.
Any magazine.
I bought a magazine. Wasn't a good investment. Let's just say that I bought a magazine when I was doing keto. There was a keto recipe magazine. I don't know how much it was. Brought it home. Was like, hey, let's cook up some stuff.
Sit your drink on it. That was the end of the magazine.
Yeah, I didn't make anything.
Yeah, those feel like an 8-track at this point. I can't remember the last time that we came up with one of those. All right. Road trip to Vegas for the Lakers, headed by LeBron. He wants a little team-building exercise. I'm not sure that this is the best idea that LeBron has ever had.
I think we could all tell. We've all had probably our own stories going to Las Vegas for work, for business. And I think we can share our own personal stories of how that usually goes.
I have a few along the way. We'll get into it next. Travis and Slee, 710 ESPN. You an Elvis guy?
Oh, yeah.
You are? You strike me. You like fat Elvis, not young Elvis, right? Sequin jumpsuits, Vegas, big sunglasses.
That's the... We want to use OG. That's the OG. That
well, no, skinny Elvis is the OG.
No, I kind of like the fat one.
So we're talking about the Lakers, and they're training camp starts. It's just right around the corner. It's about a week away,
mm-hmm.
And so guys are getting ready. Guys are getting ready to go do what they do for the season. And LeBron has an interesting idea. He's going to take everybody to Vegas to kind of a.
Unwind.
Corporate retreat it, right? Unwind, get team building activities.
Yeah.
Vegas. That seems to be a place you go to turn it up, not to look inward.
This is my experience with Vegas for work trips, okay? So this is going to be a work trip for the Lakers. By the way, Bron's going to do his thing. There is something about – they talked about in 2020, there were much more opportunities for them during that championship season to be together, to, the Orlando bubble supposedly helped them because there was true, genuine friendship between mm-hmm. these guys, kind of play for each other. That's what Bron is trying to do again. But this is my experience going to Vegas for a work trip. We've had these. Remember, when I was on the business side or the sales side, Lakers would have preseason games every year in Vegas, so we'd take clients out there. Yet, I don't know how much business I got done when I was out there. It's a different kind of business.
Uh-huh.
You can build relationships, but you can also be hammered and it's 4 p.m. and you're what time is dinner? What time is the event at?
Are we going to make it? I need to wind down from my lunch so I can amp back up for my dinner. I need a nap from
How did I end up
in
a lazy river?
That's what I mean. This is
like, 8 hotels away from where I'm supposed to be.
So the idea of going on like a team building act, like I'm picturing like escape rooms and fancy dinners and hikes in the woods. Like what? Or it's not Vegas, right? You're going to go out there and you're going to turn it up.
It's LeBron James.
You're going to go even worse, right?
LeBron is taking the squad to Vegas.
Think about the doors that swing open when LeBron James walks into a room. I mean, hey, what do you want? Like Vegas, you don't even have to be famous in Vegas.
No, you just have to lose money at the tables, right? No, you just have to lose money at the tables, and all of a sudden, like, get this guy another drink. Hey, what are you doing tomorrow? You want a hotel room? This is LeBron James.
I've never felt more square in my life. When I worked at a different station for a while, and we would do an event in Vegas every year, but it was for a week. It wasn't like a night or a weekend. We would do our shows there for an entire week, and at the time, I was actually working here too at the same time. Yeah. I was doing the mornings with Kelvin Washington, mm-hmm. and we started at 5 a.m. So I had to be on the air at 5 a.m. in Las Vegas. Okay, I like to have a good time as much as the next guy, but I don't mess around with that when I'm working. So I'm coming down the elevator at the Palazzo Hotel in Vegas, which is really nice.
Palazzo is beautiful.
Really good.
Same
spot.
Group, I think Venetian, right?
You're right. Yep. Yeah. So I'm coming down. I'm all scrubbed and showered. I got my little haircut on, and I'm all ready to go to work. And the doors pop open at 4:30. And there's a bachelorette party where the crown is covered in mud and barf and everything else. I'm like, wait, I'm going to work, and they're just getting going in the middle of their deal? It's about as depressing a moment as you can have, where you're all scrubbed and cleaned up going to work, and everyone else is in the midst of having the time of their life.
I have like 14 questions for you, but let me ask this one first. How many days in a row can you be in Vegas? And I'm not talking work. I'm talking you're going to Vegas.
Yeah.
For fun.
Okay.
How many nights can you be in Vegas?
One.
Really?
Yeah.
Not even two?
Nope, one. In on a Friday, out on a Saturday. Nope, I'm one. I've done Vegas 1,000 different ways. Yeah. I've done it 2 nights, 3 nights. The trip that I was just telling you about, that was an 8-night stay, mm-hmm. which is 7 too many. Because eventually you give in to Vegas. It's impossible not to get sucked into it. That's why I'm worried about the Lakers. I'm worried that you can only be there for so long before, okay, good decision. It looks kind of fun over there. You know what? We'll just go see what's going on over there. Well, you know, one more is not going to hurt anybody.
You know what I feel bad for?
One more. What could go wrong? Look, and then one more turns into, hey, we've already had 7. Well, there's no difference between 7 and 14. Let's have 14.
You know what I feel bad for? What do they do with THT?
Yeah. I think he'll be okay. I think they'll let him in. I'm sorry,
I mean,
sir.
Is there enough pool around the Lakers organization to get Talenhorn and Tucker?
We should go do one. We should go to Vegas and have a little Travis and Slee team building exercise. And here's how, like, I have it all figured out. Are you mm-hmm. ready? We're just going to do one thing. We're going to go have a nice dinner. I'll even pick up the check. Mm-hmm. Okay? We'll go, and I'm going to just look at all of you. I'm going to look at Emily. I'm going to look at Funch. I'm going to look at Slee.
Yep.
And I'm going to watch what you order. I'm going to judge you. I'm going to watch.
That I don't question at all. I'm
going to see how you pass the sides. This is going to tell me whether you're a team player or not.
Yeah.
I'm going to judge your cocktail order to see whether or not you're a gamer or not.
Yeah, I don't want
to
go.
Just nibbling.
I honestly don't want to go.
This dinner is not the world famous Real Buffet, is it?
No, we're not going to do it, but we're going to go big. We're going to go nice. We're going to get steaks if you like steaks. You want to get some, you know, piece of fish, that's whatever you like. We're going to go to one of those places, but how you interact is I'm going to know your role on this team based on how you behave.
Can I, yes or no? This is the game changer for me, whether I'm in or I'm out.
Okay.
Can I do the show from a Comrex in the lazy pool, in the lazy river?
Look, if you want to go catch what's ever in that lazy river, you can go do whatever you want. I'll be doing it from somewhere else. But if you want to float around in human soup, that's your choice.
How about this?
You can do that.
How about this? Some of those day trips I take out, same day. You know, you're literally there just for business, and you come back. You leave, like, the first flight out of Burbank. Let's say it's 6:30 in the morning. If you're getting there before 5:30. People who go into Vegas, it's a different deal.
It's a totally different deal.
I'm like,
deal. Wait
a minute. First of all, how is the bar opened at 5:30 in the morning?
In Burbank or in the air?
Actually, no, it would be LAX.
Yeah, it does. They're always open.
No, it actually is Burbank. I think it was. But whichever one it is, this dude's getting toasted before you even get to Vegas.
It's called pre-gaming. It's called the batting practice, whatever you want to call it.
Okay, what's
called the shoot around?
Let me give you a good
skate.
Example.
Call it whatever you
Let
want.
Me give you
Every
a good,
sport has it.
Here's a perfect
so
example.
Does drinking.
Do you do the Rams pregame?
Yeah.
Okay. What time are most games at? No, that's a bad example. Yeah. Okay, 1:30, so that's a bad example. I know for a Lakers game, it's at 7. Pregame starts at 5:30. You don't pregame 5:30 a.m. You pregame 5:30 p.m.
You do when you go to Vegas. Yeah. You absolutely do. Well, here's look, this is everybody has said this, but it's the truest thing in the world. There is not a greater distillation of a Vegas experience than the difference between the flight going to Las Vegas and the flight coming home from Las Vegas. Everybody on that flight there is having the time of their life. They're having drinks. They're laughing. The stewardess is cracking jokes. Everybody's having a good time. And it's dead silence and misery coming home.
Oh.
And then you can't wait to go back again. That's the way that that goes. All right. Travis Lee is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. At Progressive, they're making things even easier. They'll help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Al, I don't like what you had to say about Walker Buehler. It makes me very, very nervous. I'm going to hope to talk you off the edge when we come back.
It's 11 games left.
Yeah, and they're still behind.
Mm-hmm.
He's a man. He bleeds. He cuts. I'll explain what that means, too. Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.